Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chav Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Eisen, Karl, Tzarki, Ameis, we can take care of all the needs of a dead person on Shabbos. Sachen, you can put on oil on the body that had a fragrance to cover the bad smell. Umeidichen, I say, and you can wash off the body. Ubavad, Shalei, Yezizu, Be'ever, as long as you don't move even one limb. The body's muksa, and even moving part of an item that's muksa, just part of it, that one limb is already an issue of moving muksa. Shemtin esakar mitachtav, you can pull out the mattress from underneath the body, in order that he shall lie out on the sand that's below the mattress. The mattress caused the body to heat up more, and it would cause it to be decomposed quicker. And so he can be put out on the sand, dumped off the mattress, b'shvil sheyamtin, in order that he should remain there and not decompose. Keshrenes alechi, the jaw can be tied up so that it won't open, but lo sheyala el shelo yasef, not that you can actually lift up the jaw to close the mouth. That would be moving from a limb and partially moving a muksa item is an issue. Rather, just to tie it in place that it shouldn't drop any further. Similarly, we find a similar inyan in a different topic. Kaira shenishbra, if there's a ceiling beam that broke and it's falling, same can I say besafsal, you can support it with a bench, a baruch samita, or the sideboards of a bed to support the ceiling beam that it shouldn't fall further. Lo yishatala, you can't actually lift the beam up, ela shalai tesef, just to make sure that it doesn't further fall down. That's similar to the jaw. That could be tied in place, not actually lifted, but just that it shouldn't fall down further. Ein ma'amtsin esameis b'shabbos, you can't close the eyes of a dead person on Shabbos. It's moving part of the body, and it's muksa, you can't move it. V'lei b'chol en mitzias nefesh, and on a weekday, you can't close the eyes of a person that's holding by yitzias nefesh, right before his soul leaves, right before he dies. You cannot close his eyelids. Because at this point, when he's almost passing, any slight movement of the body will shorten his life. For someone who does close the eyes of a person who's holding right before dying, it's considered that he it was murder that he caused him an early death. Mishnah, Perachav Chavdalad, Mishnah Aleph. Misha Hechshech Baderech, someone who it gets dark while he's on the road. Shabbos came Friday night, sunset. Shabbos started and he's on the road and he has his wallet with him. Nice and kisa lenachri, he can give his purse, his wallet to a non-Jew to carry it for him into town. Generally, asking a non-Jew to do malacha for you is aser midrabbanan, but here the rabbanan were lenient because they understood that if they would forbid the person from having his from telling a non-Jew to carry his wallet in, then people may not be able to follow this halacha. They may give in and to their yetzirah and carry their wallet with them. So therefore, they were leaning on the ister derabbanan of Amir al-Akam, of asking a non-Jew to malacha, and they allowed here for the non-Jew to carry his wallet into the city. Vim ein imay nachri, if he doesn't have a non-Jew with him to ask him to carry his wallet, meinicha al-Hamar, he can put it on his donkey. Now here too, there's an issue to have your animals do malacha for you, to have your animal carry from Shisarab to Shisiachat for you on Shabbos. The Rab explains it was done in a technical fashion to get around the Isser Daraisa of the malacha of Haitza, of carrying that the animal would be doing, and it's a little technical with the details of Haitza, of carrying. Haitza is comprised of three parts: the Akira, uprooting it from the domain that it's in, and then transferring it, and then the Hanacha, placing it where it comes to rest in the new domain that it's placed in. Here, while the person is carrying the item, he did the akira, he picked it up from its original domain. If while he's moving, he places it on the donkey who's also moving, then it's not considered that a hanacha was done yet. It's not in place yet because it's still in motion while he's walking, and while the animal is walking, it's constantly in motion. So if he places it on the animal while the animal's walking, it's constantly in motion, and only when the animal stops, then is the hanacha taking place, when it stops and it comes to rest in the final domain. So then the malacha was split up. The akira was done by the person, the hanacha was done by the animal, And in that case, it's not asma d'oraisa. This is where the Mishnah is saying he should use this leniency to put his wallet on the animal while the animal's still walking, so it didn't come to rest yet, and he didn't complete the malacha, and then the malacha is shared half by the person, half by the animal, and it's only asma d'rabanan, and here they were lenient in that case. The Mishnah continues, Higia l'chatzar hachitzayna. This is really a new case, someone who's traveling, and Shabbos comes, and his animal is loaded up, and he doesn't want to leave the load of the animal outside where it can be, it's not safe, it can be taken by someone else, it can be stolen. Higia l'chatzar hachitzayna, when he gets to the outermost courtyard, that's the first private area within the city that's safe for him to leave his things, then neitos hakeil nitol b'Shabbos, he can take off the keil and the utensils that normally are allowed to be moved, that are not muksa, he can take them off on Shabbos and take them off the animal. V'she'en nitol b'Shabbos, but the things that he can't touch that are muksa on the animal, that he can't move them, matar sechavolam, he should just untie the ropes that hold the sacks on the animal, v'asak and neifel me'aleim, and the sacks will just fall off the animal on their own, and he will leave them there until after Shabbos in this protected area.